Welcome to What You Don't Know, Youth Speaks Out, a show by, for, and about young people. It airs on the last Sunday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. and is hosted by young people in Mendocino County. We want to create a place where young people can talk truthfully about important issues in our lives and have a dialogue with the community of listeners. Tonight's hosts are me, Marie, and...
Ashley.
Richard.
We're students at Laytonville High School and participate in the peer counseling program. Tonight, our topic is, you don't have to be an alcoholic to have a drinking problem. This is the third in a 12-part series of Sound Partner shows. Sound Partners for Community Health is a project of the Benton Foundation with funding from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. It is a partnership between KZYX and the Mendocino County Youth Project. We will begin tonight's show with a pre-recorded monologue on the health consequences of using alcohol. Also, the danger of losing one's inhibitions. Following that, we will discuss with you, the listening community, the topics that are brought up. The call-in numbers will be 895-2448 and 1-800-499-7117. We begin with the monologue.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Marie Pence, and I'm a peer counselor at Laytonville High School. Tonight on Youth Speaks Out, we will discuss different kinds of drinking problems and the effects of alcohol on developing adolescent bodies and minds. I'm going to start this off with a situation that some of you might be familiar with. It's Monday morning, and you know you have a test in chemistry. But that's not the only reason you're having trouble getting out of bed. You didn't spend your weekend studying for chemistry. You went to a party. And as you ease yourself out of bed, your head pounds, and you can feel and smell the alcohol coming out of your pores. Needless to say, molarity is the last thing on your mind. So, the question is, do you consider this a drinking problem? You don't have to be an alcoholic to have a drinking problem. A bum on a street corner begging for booze money is only an extreme on the spectrum of alcohol use, any degree of which is toxic to the human body. Even if you only drink on weekends, it can affect your performance at school, your social life, and of course, your health. And many lifelong alcohol problems begin with preteen or teen experimentation. Surveys have shown that up to 54% of 8th graders and 84% of 12th graders report having consumed alcohol, and data shows that both drinking and getting drunk increase with age. Drinking alcohol, even recreationally, can cause adolescents to feel ill, miss school or work, get in car crashes, or engage in risky sexual behaviors, among other things. If this isn't a problem, I don't know what is. You may not consider alcohol a drug, but it is. Not only that, it's a drug that affects every system of your body, because when alcohol is ingested, it goes directly into the bloodstream, which means it travels all over your body and affects every organ and every tissue and every muscle and every cell. That means the effects of heavy or prolonged drinking can wreck just about everything. Here are a few examples. Heavy drinking can cause cancer of the liver and cirrhosis of the liver. Cirrhosis of the liver is a condition characterized by the death of functioning liver cells and their replacement with fibrous tissue. The good news is, because it's caused by heavy alcohol consumption and malnutrition, in its early stage, cirrhosis can be reversed by not drinking alcohol and maintaining a healthy diet. Alcohol can decrease the amount of testosterone in a man's body, causing impotence. So if you think drinking lots of alcohol makes you more manly, you can think again. This is just another way alcohol stops you from functioning. Alcohol also damages the stomach. Vomiting after using alcohol is a very visual proof of this, because it irritates the lining of your stomach and can also lead to stomach ulcers and other stomach problems. Alcohol drains your body of important vitamins, which, if left untreated, can cause vitamin deficiencies. Vitamin B is depleted by alcohol, and its function is to maintain basic bodily functions. A lack of vitamin B can cause nerve tissue damage, anemia, as well as damaging your liver and your heart, as we've already gone over. Vitamin A helps your immune system and is responsible for good night vision. A lack of vitamin A could weaken both. It also drains your body of vitamin C, which, among other things, causes overstimulation of your adrenal gland. Evidence has shown that because your brain develops significantly when you're a teenager, alcohol use can damage your brain as well. Heavy drinking teens scored lower on verbal and memory recall tests than teens who didn't drink. And the scary part is, nobody knows if the damage is reversible. Imagine the brain of a teenager who's never consumed alcohol. It's nice and round. You know, not exactly round, but plump, a nice gray color, full of wrinkles, nice synaptic gaps and ridges where neurons fire and information travels at the speed of light. Wonderful, beautiful thing. Now imagine the brain of a teenager who consumes alcohol regularly or binge drinks. Consuming alcohol actually can harm your brain. Consuming alcohol jeopardizes the miracle of thought, the wonderfulness of having a fully functioning brain. You can actually shrink your brain with alcohol. Decrease it in size by drinking alcohol. Is it really worth it? The rest of your life. You can't change your brain, you can't fix your brain, you can't get your brain replaced. And the more you abuse alcohol, the worse it gets. So you've got to be careful. So when you drink, you're doing damage to your body you may never recover from. And that's not the only problem. Drinking alcohol even once can impair your judgment enough for you to do something stupid, like drive drunk, get in the car with a drunk driver, or let someone talk you into something you don't want to do, whatever that may be. How are you going to face your friends at school after you got wasted, said you were Superman, jumped off the deck, and sprained your wrist? Or even worse? These are all questions to consider when you're thinking about using alcohol. It's a decision you ultimately make on your own, but I hope now you make it with the knowledge of some of the real consequences, regardless of your age or experience. Please think and be careful. Okay, reasons why I don't drink. I don't drink alcohol because I don't need to. I don't drink alcohol because I like to be in control of my body. I like to be in control of my mind at all times. The things that alcohol does to people scare me. I've seen people act completely different than usual when they're drunk. I've seen people do frightening things. I've seen people just not be themselves, and that frightens me. That's the reason I don't drink alcohol. I don't drink alcohol because I know that every time I do, it's pouring poisons into my body, which doesn't make sense to me. I have a hard enough time with, you know, reality without putting something else in my body that really screws me up. I won't pass judgment on anybody who drinks, because drinking doesn't make you a bad person, in my opinion. I just want people to know the effects that alcohol has on their body, so that they can make more informed choices. I just choose not to drink myself. And because I know it's dangerous, I want to tell other people so that they know as well. And so they might think next time before they put themselves in a situation or put their bodies in a situation that might not be easy to recover from. You ever been to one of those parties where, you know, somebody you don't know really well at all, like, never talks to you, comes up and you're like, seriously, oh my god, I love you. I don't know if I ever told you this, but I gotta love you. And so you say, oh, thank you. Thank you very much. You know, I really love you too, but I've got to go over here for a while, really. But seriously, I believe you, but I think I left something in the oven, so I'm gonna see you later. Some people drink to get free. Some people drink because they've had hard days or hard weeks or, you know, hard lives, and they think they deserve a break or that alcohol will make them feel better. But the problems are still there in the morning, and Alcohol can create problems of its own. There are many sources of the inhibitions that people try to shake when they drink. You can be trying to shake off pressure from school, pressure from your parents, pressure from society, your religion. You could even be just trying to just let go of your common sense. Those things can happen when you're drunk, when you just have no presence of mind to remember what's been going on. But drinking also unleashes probably a different person in a lot of people and in people I've seen. Just, it's a real Jekyll and Hyde thing. You can, you know, some people, you know, they're drinking to drown their sorrows. All they're doing is drowning themselves. It's relaxes temporarily, excites temporarily, makes you happy temporarily, can make you sad temporarily. But you always, not always, I guess, but you can just wake up the next day, morning after hangover, and that's just the effect. It's just your body trying to deal with the toxic effects of alcohol, just trying to flush this poison out of your body, and everything you're running from is still there. That just seems kind of odd to me. Feet slip, hands grip. I grab a beer, my loss of fear. So control disappear. Warmth slips into my brain. Leave the thoughts driving me insane. Until the morning breaks and thoughts invade again. Some people drink to lose their inhibitions, like I said, but some inhibitions are worth maintaining, are worth keeping, because, you know, basic instincts, like what you do when you're afraid, and when you know you're in a situation you shouldn't be in, things like that, basic impulses are dulled by alcohol. That's one of the reasons why control is, it's a sometimes a dangerous thing to lose. And you can lose it all the time if you drink too much. There are social inhibitions that are kind of good to have around. If you want to maintain friendships, get jobs, or even have people continue to think you're trustworthy, it's good to know what you're saying, say what you mean what you say, and just kind of be there in the moment. And that's difficult to do when you're drunk. So there are a lot of inhibitions worth maintaining that are difficult to maintain when you're drinking. That's another reason why I don't drink.